We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amin Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. Continues the Mechaber. Ha'yigvom Shlosha V'chalal Tachteihim. If the branches were three tvachim off the ground, there's an area of three tvachim below them. Aval Pishim Mitzad Echad In Chalal Tachteihim V'rein Shavim La'aretz. If there's part of the branches which are not, there is no space of three between them and the ground. Rather, they are level with the ground because the ground goes up. It's on a hill, let's say. Aser leishev afil alzad hashav la'aretz. You're not allowed to sit upon them, even on the side that is equal to the ground, that is within three tefachim. You are still not allowed to sit on that part. Siv gimel, mutter leilech al-gabay al-savim, bein lachem ingvashim, one is allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, kemishin miskabin lidlosh, because you are not intentionally ripping up the grass from the ground. And Mishnah Berurah says it must be that it's not a psik resha, it's not a guarantee that the grass will be ripped up, so therefore it is davar shein miskabin, and it is mutter. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're walking barefoot, and after you have walked, you see that there is grass stuck in your between your toes or something of that nature, you should not remove the grass from your toes, because that grass is muksa. Since during Bein HaShemashos it was attached to the ground, it is muksa when it is detached from the ground. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Bar Halacha, who says that if the grass is very high, then you should not run, because in such a case, it is a psik resha that the grass will be ripped up. And maybe you shouldn't even walk fast in that area as well. And then there is a discussion of, is it really a psik resha that each time you take a step, when you're running, the grass will be ripped up? Or is it just that in the 20 steps that you'll take in the running, it is guaranteed that in one of those steps, the grass will be ripped up? How do we define what a psik resha is for this situation? The Mechaber continues, Aval ha'ochlim baginos asurin lito yideim al ha'asavim. Even though we said you're allowed to walk, if someone is eating in a garden, in an area where there is grass, you are not allowed to wash your hands on the grass, shemashkemosam, because now you cause the grass to grow. You are watering the grass. Afapishen mechavdim, even though you are not intending to make the grass grow, you're just trying to wash your hands. Psik resha is a guarantee that via the washing of your hands, the water will pour onto the grass and it will cause the grass to grow, which is prohibited mishum zoreya, the first of the malachos. You are allowed to urinate or pour any other liquid onto the ground which will not cause the grass to grow. The Mishnah Berurah says that not only does the meragaim not cause it to grow, but it's actually detrimental to the growth. And the Magen Avraham says that lechatchila one should be careful in other liquids, because we're not really sure which liquids cause the grass to grow and which liquids would not cause the grass to grow. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if one is eating in somebody else's garden, then there are those who are matur, because they say that even though pouring the water on the ground will cause the grass to grow, it is a psik resha, it is a psik resha de lo nichale, since it is not in your area, it is in your neighbor's area who you don't care about his grass, and therefore some say that that is matur l'chatchila. However, we, says the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that a psik resha de lo nichale is still aser midrabanan, so one should not be mekil to pour water on the grass while washing their hands, even in somebody else's garden. The Ramah then adds an important halacha, v'lechein tov l'hachmer shalo l'echol baginos im yishtame sham imayim debekoshi yesh lizar shalo yiplu sham mayim. And therefore, one should not eat in gardens at all. One should not drink in an area where there is grass, because it's very hard to ensure that no water will spill if you have a kiddush on the grass. This would seem to be an issue according to this Ramah, because you will potentially spill the water, spill whatever it is that you are drinking, and it's a psik resha that you will cause that area, that grass, to grow. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taza saying that the reason that one should not eat make kiddush or something on the grass is because if it's in a karmelis, then you're not allowed to carry the dalad Amos, and therefore be prohibited even in Ginas Chaveira. And some are Madaik from the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah, that since he says that according to the Taz, it will be prohibited even in his friend's garden, in his friend's backyard, it sounds like not according to the Taz, meaning according to the reason which we are Choshesh for, that it's a psik resha that you will cause the grass to grow, then the Mishnah Berurah would hold that if it's in a friend's yard, it will be permissible. This is an interesting deal, but it's impossible to be because we know even the Mishnah Berurah paskins that a psik resha d'lo nichalei is still going to be prohibited midirabanan. So one would need to be very careful when having a kiddush or a luncheon on a grass. It's unclear what exactly one is able to rely on when the Rama clearly seems to state that one needs to avoid this because of the concern that one may spill and cause the grass to grow. One should definitely consult a posek before setting up such a situation. Some potential heterim when it comes to spilling something onto grass is, one is that if it is the rainy season where the grass already is full of water, is completely satiated with rain, then there will be no concern of you spilling whatever drink you have because you will not cause the grass to grow as it already has at that moment enough rain for it to grow. Obviously, that would depend on the nature of the day that has just occurred. And this is be true regarding sukkahs as well, that if you have a cover for your schach and you have a lot of water on it, and when you remove that cover after it has rained, that water is going to fall off onto the grass and maybe it will be an issue of Zoraya. However, if it rains so much that night that the grass is completely saturated with water, then one would not be need to be concerned with the water that comes off of this covering either. Spitting on Shabbos onto the grass. Rav Nissen Karelitz says that it's okay to spit a little bit onto the grass because that little bit of saliva is not going to have any effect on the growth of the grass.